so delighted to have our encouragement talk this evening given by Senior Dharma Teacher Dominic Kulikowski.
So when Melissa asked me yesterday to give this talk, I was hoping that something was going to coagulate. But I'm at the part of Sesshin where things are slipping away faster than they're coagulating. And a couple minutes ago, something actually started coagulating. And then for reasons that I'm yet to find out, James Ford came up to me and rubbed me on the head really hard. And then sat down. And that was the end of that coagulation. But one thing that did come to mind is this theme we talked about earlier of leaving Sesshin. And I thought I would read something Leonard Cohen wrote about that. He wrote, "Dear Roshi, I'm sorry that I cannot help you right now because I met this woman. Please forgive my selfishness. I send you birthday greetings, deep affection, and respect." He's gone. And the bookmark that I have here in this book is actually a piece of paper that I found during Sesshin a number of years ago. And one of the people just vanished from Sesshin. And then I looked over at where he was sleeping, and there was a note, and it said, "Bottom bunk available." Had to go home to take care of some stuff. So it's possible to leave, right? And, but as Josh pointed out, not necessarily to get away. And I remember in college, I had a friend who was having trouble with his love life. And so he decided what he was going to do is learn to play the blues and in order to find a girlfriend. And he only actually learned to play one rift. And every time a potential mate came to his house, he would play the one rift. And somehow he was able to fit all known blues songs into that one rift. And then he would add his own like personal dilemmas to, you know, to that one blues rift. And it didn't work as a dating strategy. And last I heard, the mutual friend said, you know, he's a really nice guy, but why does he always play the blues like that? I mean, why just that one rift? And in some ways... you know, I loved what Bob said during lunch, that that things have a tendency to get stale, because we also sometimes have this one rift that we fit various stories into. Right? I'm leaving because. I've left because. Writing our blues songs over and over again. This moment won't do because of this. This Sesshin won't do because of this. I'm leaving. The beautiful thing about Sesshin is I'm actually not sure it does anything to our minds as much as gives us an opportunity to check out what those minds are doing. And so outside of Sesshin, I'm leaving. This won't do. This is unbearable. Right? And within Sesshin, that same mind. And we recite vows throughout the day, right? To save all beings, to do all these various things. But something that came out of the discussion earlier today was that to me, the most beautiful vow is the one we make when Bob rings the bell to start the period. It's that vow not to leave, right? Not to leave ourselves, no matter what. No matter what, I'm not leaving. Until Bob rings the bell again, I'm not leaving. After that, you know, who knows? But until then, I'm not leaving. And it's such a beautiful vow, right? Imagine making that vow to a dog, right? Or a friend, or a child. Right? No matter what, I'm not leaving. No, like really, no matter what. And then it's so tender to think that all of us are making that same vow to ourselves, right? Period after period, day after day, week after week. It doesn't make for a good blues song, and probably not a good dating strategy either. But you know that beautiful promise, right? Just for now, no matter what my mind does, I'm not checking out. Thank you. I'm leaving.